Later in Shas, we are in Chulin Daf Pei. Hey, pick it up about a top-ish of the page about a Mishnah. Let's talk about Kisoy Dam. Does that apply to Shechita that's not going to mat to the animal to be eaten? Hashokan Mim says Trefa. Let's say you go and you shep an animal and it turns out to be that animal, oy va voy, turns out to be a Trefa. Which are no-nos. Let's say these animals would have to be killed. Rabbi Meir says that all these things still need to have kisar dam v'chum and potron. V'chum say no, you do not have to. Says Rashi, v'chum and potron. The shchita shenu real lo shma shchita. It's not even called a shchita. If you have to have the kisar shficha. Ksiva, even though with by kisoy it says shvicha, I feel like I share yochel ksiva says that it can be eaten. The time of the Rabbi Meir mefarshimar, the reason of Rabbi Meir is why he's saying you do need to do it is going to be explained in the Gemara. Says the mishnah shochet for istav lo biyadu. Let's say somebody does shchita on a chaya or an oaf, and then it turns out that it is a nevela. It becomes a nevela. He tries to do it, but accidentally there's a problem with the shchita, and it doesn't work out. It's called a nevela. Or let's say, hanocha from an acker, someone pierces or tears out the pipes of the animal, the simanim, patim lechasas, then everyone agrees that you don't have to do kisoy dam. That's even Rabbi Meir. He's going to say in these cases, there's no chiv of kisoy dam, because there's no shchita at all. It wasn't a shchita something can be eaten. There was no shchita. He says kisoy dam is only in the earlier cases where a good shchita was done. It just can't be eaten for some reason because of an outside factor. Says the Heilige Heilige Gemara. Amar Rabbi Chia bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ra'a Rabbi Dvar of Shabbi Meir ba'osav yas b'no. Rabbi Danasi, he saw that the opinion of Rabbi Meir, as he liked his opinion when it came to the halacha of Oso vs. Beno. A few days ago, we saw machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon about Oso vs. Beno. If you remember that the Mishnah says if somebody shechs an animal, Oso vs. Beno, on the same day, and then one of them turns out to be a trefa or a shechet from a zara or a sharniskal, or it was you know, it had to be stoned. Rabbi Shimon's going to pater him from Malkus. Chum says he's going to be chayef. And the Gemara said that according to Rabbi Shimon, a shchita that's not called a shchita, she'en ru'uya, means you're not able to be eaten, is not considered a shchita, lo shon shchita. And therefore, you can't be chayef for it. But according to the Chachamim, it is considered a shchita, and you will be chayef. So Rabbi Shimon, his opinion, the previous Mishnah, that in the above case, there's no chiyuv for Oso vs. Beno. That goes according to the Chachamim of our Mishnah. It says there's no chiyuv for Kisoy Adam in a Shechita Shenaruya. And the Chachamim's view of the previous Mishnah, that there is a chiyuv for Oso vs. Beno, that's Rabbi Meir of our Mishnah, that there's a chiyuv for covering the dam, even if it can't be eaten. So it comes out that the Chachamim, who argue with Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah, is Rabbi Shimon. And the Chachamim will argue with Shimon, the previous Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. The Gemara wants to goes to explain why our Mishnah talks about Rabbi Shimon's Chachamim, and the previous one, Rabbi Meir's Chachamim. Rabbi Chaim, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Dvarav Shabbi Meir, both of us know, he liked it. He agreed with his Shita, Rashi, the Shchita Shena Ruya, Shma Shchita L'chaivu, says Rashi. Ushano B'Loshan Chachamim. Therefore, he taught in Loshan Chachamim. Rashi says, Kedetanan Ba La'el, Daf Pe'al from the base, Rabbi Shimon Potter v'chachamim Matirin, Mechayven. Rabbi Kisoy, Tanan, Rabbi Meir, Mechay, v'chachamim Potter. Comes to Kisoy, says Rabbi Meir is going to be Mechayv, the Chachamim are going to Potter. Well, the Chachamim before, Shazel Maishna, Dero, Elu, Kan, Elu, Kan, why did he decide to switch, you know, who's the Chachamim of him, what's the past like that? The Rabbi Shimon, back in the war, with Rabbi Shimon, Bekisoy Adam, when it comes to Kisadam, he saw the Lashon, he agreed with Rabbi Shimon. Therefore, Vashanam Lashon Chachamim, he taught it in the Lashon of the Chachamim. We know that, like, whenever it's we pass like the Chachamim, so therefore he's explaining which ones he's passing like, and that's why he calls them the particular ways in different Mishnayos. Now let's understand Rebbe's reasoning. The Gemara is going to take a look and see the views of Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Shimon about each of these dinim. Let's talk about Osav Ismano. My time at Rebbe Meir, Osav Ismano, what's the reason of Rebbe Meir, Osav Ismano, that he says a shechita, she'ena re'uya, is called a shechita. I'm Rebbe Shimon, Shimon Levi, gamar shechita, shechita, mishchita chutz, he has a gzer shava of shechita, shechita, shechita chutz. Ma hasam, just like over there, shechita, she'ena re'uya, shema shechita, by kachem and shechit outside the Azara, it's called, it's a shechita in real, but it's still called shechita. A person going to be chayav karis for doing it, even though it can't be eaten, but it can't be brought as a carbon and it can't be eaten, yet we still say you're going to be chayav. So here too, also no sefes beno is going to be the same din. Rabbi Shimon, my time, and what about Rabbi Shimon? What's the reason saying that shechita that is in ruuya is not considered shechita? I'm a Rabbi Mani Bar Patish, Garmin Mi Tvach, Tevach, Vahachin. He learns it out from the story of the brother with Yosef when he says to, go and make a meal right, for the brothers. And what's the lesson over here that it says, Shechta, Shechting and prepare it. Tamal Holon Shechita Ru'uya, just like over there, it's talking about Shechita Ru'uya. Afkan shchiteruya. So to hear as well shchiteruya. Rashi says malhan shchiteruya to kedushiv ki asi come and eat. So to hear as well, I'm sorry ki iti yochlu on Hashem Yitzharim. They're going to eat with me in the afternoon. So that to be a good one. So here till we're talking about a shchiteruya. Frankly, Rabbi Meir, Nami Ligmor Mitzvah. Rabbi Meir, let him learn out the Gzer Shavu Litzvah. Why does he do that? No, done in Shechita Mishchita, Vein done in Shechita Mitzvicha. Might ask him, you know, what's the difference between Shechita and Tvicha? They have the same meaning. A Shechita is Shechting, and Tvicha is Tavech, is also Shechting. Hatana Dvir Rishmal, we know, and it says the words Veshava Koin Uba, Koin, about going to check the Tsaras in a house, Veshavu Ba, Zui Shiva Zui Bia, returning and coming, give over the same idea, and we learn out. Well, for the next to make Gezira Shava, so it's the same thing also. Zvicha, Shechita, and Tvicha, same thing. Now, Hani Minech Delecha De Damila. When do you do that? Only when there's nothing that's similar to it. Shava Koin, Ba Koin, right? In that case, there's no identical words. You can learn that this parallel. Avalika De Damila, but when there's something else which is similar to it, like identical to it, then Medami Lo Yofinim, we only bring the Gzir Shav, something which is similar to it, not something which is going to be different from it. Rabbi Shimon, Nami Ligmar Mishchutichutz. Okay, so let's flip it the other way. Why does Rabbi Shimon learn out from the Gzir Shav from Mishchutichutz? And since it's Gzir Shav, he puts them together, learn the din that Rabbi Meir said. No, Dami Chulin Mechulin, Vin Dami Chulin Mechachim. We learn Chulin from Chulin, not Chulin from Kachim. Yeah, you don't want to start mixing and matching over there. Okay, for Rabbi Meir, Otu Osav Yasbeno Kachem Milo Noig, does the din of Osav Yasbeno not apply to Kachem? Right? Even though it's written primarily in reference to Chulin, it applies also to Kachem. The Gemara shows a couple of daf ago. Right, so Shimon's, who said that I'd rather learn out Gzir Sheva with things that are Chulin. Okay, so then what about Kachem? Hani to Gemara B'chia. Now, this is like Rav Chia says. Ra'a Rabbi, Devar Vishal Rabbi Meir, but also Vesbeno Vishno, but Lashon Chachamim. Rabbi saw virtue in Rabbi Meir's opinion about Osav Yisbeno, and therefore he taught it in the words of the Chachamim. Okay, what about Kisadam? My time with Rabbi Meir, Kisadam. What's the reason of Meir, Kisadam, that a shechta, that a shechita, that is Eina Ru'uya, is called a shechita? Our Shimon Lakish, Gamash Shvicha Shvicha Mishchita Chutz, Igzer Shava. We learn out Shvicha Shvicha from Shchutei Chutz, the spilling of the blood, and spilling of the blood from when you shechted outside of the Azara. Malahalan Shchita She'ena Ru'uya Shema Shchita. It's just like over there by Kachem, the shechting outside of the courtyard, a Shchita that is unfit is considered Shchita. Afkan. So to hear as well, Shchita She'ena Ru'uya Shema Shchita. By Kisadam, it's considered Shechita. Rabbi Shimon, what about Rabbi Shimon, who argues that in by Kisadam, Asher Ye Ochel Ksiv, a chaya or a bird that can be eaten is written, which is saying that the chiv, that doesn't apply unless it's something which can be eaten. For Rabbi Meir, Hulamute of Tamirudasa. That phrase, that may be eaten, comes to exclude a non-kosher bird or chaya from the chiyav of kisar adam. It's not excluding a kosher one that can't. This can't be eaten because it's something else. Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, of tame my taima. What about an of tame, which you would agree is excluded? What's the reason? The la barachilu, you want to say because it can't be eaten? Trefa nami la barachilu, but something that's trefa also can't be eaten. And other things, right? So, therefore, we would say logically, the pasuk means to exclude these things also from the chiyuv of kisei adam. And that's why Rebbe goes with him. Hainu v'hainu dama Rebbe Chia, ra Rebbe devarav shel Rebbe Shimon b'kisei adam ushanu b'loshon chacham. He liked the way that he said it. Rebbe Shimon said it when it comes to div kisei adam. Therefore, he paskin, he called him the chachamim. Alma Rebbe Yabba, beep, turn the page. Pei hey alma beis. Lo la kol amar Rabbi Meir shchita shen ruyish for shchita. It's not that Rabbi Meir says that any type of shchita shen ruyish is going to be called a shchita. Moder Meir shein matirasa b'chile is maskim that it's not going to be able to matir to be eaten. V'lo la kol amar Rabbi Shimon shchita shen ruyish lo shvah shchita. Moder Rabbi Shimon she mitaharta mide nevela is matir that it's going to matir from being a nevela. Omar Meir lo la kol amar Rabbi Meir shchita shen ruyish shvah shchita. Moder Rabbi Meir shein matir to b'chile. Pshita obviously. Treifa b'shchita b'matiras mi mishtaria. What if it's a treifa b'shchita going to matter? Of course. What are you saying? No. Lo tzricha l'shuchit it's a treifa matzaba temben tishachai. Oh, you shecht. A treifa, and it turns out inside of it, a live animal, ben pakua, the sky. It's not good that the chamina hold up, Rabbi Meir, shchita shen ruyish shvah shchita. Tahani lay shchita him as lo de bari shchita. Kamash v'la, not true. You need to do shchita on the baby as well. She says, kamash v'la, dena matirto, bari l'mishchitei. Ushchitas atzmo matirto, because the kaimelan, the arba simanim, ichsher bey rachmanim, ben tisher chai, right? Who said the four simanim have the opportunity to matter it. But his real fact, does that really make sense? Vam Rabbi Meir, ben pakua, tau shchita. He says that needs shchita. So how could anyone have thought that when the ben pakua is the offspring of a treifa, that would be mutter because of his mother? Why would you have thought in the first place? Lotzricha de Rebbe Savar Lak Rebbe Meir v'Savar Lak Rabbanon. No, this dinner Rebbe Abbas Aser according to the Rebbe because he holds like both of them. Savar Lak Rebbe Meir Damer Shchita Shen Ruish Shmar Shchita v'Savar Lak Rebbe Rabbanon Damer Shchita Simo Metarza. Kever Damer Rabbanon Shchita Simo Metarta. Tahani Lei Shchita Simo V'Lo Lebay Shchita Zni Shchita Kamash Belan. Therefore, I come to tell you that Rebbe Meir, and therefore Rebbe doesn't look at the shchit of the mother to matter the fetus. V'lo la kol amar Rebbe Shimon shchita shen ruyah lo shma shchita. It's not with everything. It's not called shchita. Moda Rebbe Shimon shemitahar tami de nevela. It's going to matar from the tumas nevela. Shchita obviously. Tami Rebbe Tami Rav. It says that if one of the animals it will die, then it's going to be tame, which means that mixes behema mitama, mixes behema ina mitama. Some animals are going to be tame when they die, and some don't. Ve'ezazu, what's that? It's not going to be mitama. It's a treifa. If it's a treifa, sheshachta, but you still yeshachta if there's no tum over there. So since this brisa we learned from this pasuk, Rabbi Shimon obviously is going to be maskam. What is Rabbi Abba to tell us? Lotzricha l'shochet is a treifa v'yichul mazar. Oh, we're dealing with the case of where one shechs the treifa that's chulin, and he shechs it in the azara. The time runs in a brisa. Ashokit is a treifa. You know this thing's a treifa. It doesn't have a leg or something like that. V'chein ashokit v'nimtzas treifa, or let's say you shech that and it turns out to be treifa after the shechita, something internally. Zev v'zeh chulin b'azara. Both of these were shechted as chulin azar, Rabbi Shimon matir b'anah. Rabbi Shimon matir b'anah, chamim osa, and they say it's aser. Sakat at chamin, I would have thought, hold on, Rabbi Shimon matir b'anah, since he says matir b'anah, alma lav shchita hiklau. We see that it must be that a shchita that's not ruya is not considered shchita at all. Right? Rabbi Shimon's ruling in this case shows that the full extent of his opinion that a shchita shen ruya is not called a shchita at all. Ema midi nevela nami lamatara. Then you come to think that maybe it's not going to matter it from being a nevela as well, kamash malan, and therefore that's where I have to tell you that not like that. Rishim is going to mask him. Shchita does matter from the tumma of nevela. Okay. here we go. Amar le Rav Papa le Abaye. I remember Rav Shimon said in the Braisa that a treifa animal, that's a chulin, that's shechtan, in the Azara, does not become aser behana. Now the Gemara is going to jump into that. Amar le Rav Papa le Abaye. V'sar Rav Shimon chulin b'azara daraisehi. Does he hold that this chulin shechtan Azara is aser even on the Raisa Dika level? Amar le, writes his back, in. Yep. V'atanan, Rav Mishnah bin Yechusa, Rav respects us up, Rav Mishnah Tru and Tmura, Rav Shimon Omer, Chulin shenishchatu ba'azara yisfru ba'esh. If you have chulin shechted in the azara, you got to burn it in the fire, because that's what I know. V'chein chay shenichtu ba'azara, also if you have a chay shechted in the azara, why is even a chaya? Yemar Bisham of the Raisa, if you want to say according to Bisham and Chulin that's shechted in the Azara, it's also in the Raisa, Hanim de Gazwin and Chayat the Behemah, that's where it goes there, Chayat because of a Behemah. Yelayim at the Rabbanon, if you want to say that, according to Bisham and Chulin that's shechted in the Azara, it's just the Rabbanon, Behemah might time out, then what's the reason that a Behemah shechted in the Azara has to be burned? Dilma Asil Mechel Chacham Chutz. The only reason would be, is because we're worried that if we allow it to be eaten, then what's going to happen? Maybe someone's going to come to eat kachem outside. But he goof a gzera. That itself is a gzera. If I don't make a gzera, gzera, we don't do gzera, gzera. So it must come out that Rishim and holds that chulin shechted in the azara really is a doraisa. Rabbi Chia Nafaleya Niva Bekisne. Rabbi Chia had flax that was attacked by moths. Attacked. Of the moths, right? Says Tolas, it's like a worm, a chelus pishon that eats flax, linen, aka moth. Also, given the Rabbi came in front of Rabbi to ask what to do. I'm like, he said, Shkol ofo, shkota bisa, bubisa, damai. I take a bird and shecht it over the water trough the flax is soaking in. Demar, dama, vishavakle. The moths will smell it, I mean, the blood, and they'll leave the flax. They don't like bird blood. Rashi says, Yericha Tolas, viyavri, viyivrach, vishisoneu. If they hate it. Hey, Chiyavet Hachi. How can you do that? If a time went to the Baisa, Shochei Tzarech Adam, if someone who shechs an animal and you need the dam, Chavachatzos, you have to go and you have to do Kisa Dam. I says, Velo Yasem, you made a Tzarech, you can't do your own stuff with it. Kisa Yasem, so how should he do this to avoid being Chayev and Kisa Adam? Oh, Nochro, oh, Okro. Either you know, pierce the simanim or tear them out. How could Rav Chia shecht a bird over the water trough, like Rabbi said, when the only way to do it is like we just said? For the Gemara, ki aser avdimi amar, say trofa malay. Rabbi told Rav Chia, go and make this animal trefa and then shecht it. Ki aser avdimi amar, say nechorle, go and pierce the bird's pipes. So then you won't be chayev in kiso yadam. Lamad Amar Tsei Trof, according to Abdimi, who said that the Rebbe said to Ruchir, go out and make it a trefa. By Tamil Omer, late Tsei Nechor, why didn't he say go pierce it? Vechitim, because some ain't Shchita Lof Menetar, if you want to see, he doesn't hold that really midrash of the Shchita, by an Ofen Chirasa Zui Shchitasa, and that itself is a Shchita. Vatanya, but when it's in a bright, so Rebbe Omer, Ka'asher Tzivisicha, that it says you can check your flock and your cattle and your flocks, as I have commanded you, Melamech in the Sava Moshe ala Veshet Valakana. It comes to teach that the idea of kind of veshet does apply, v'al rov echad ba'of, and on what you have to do rov of one of them when it comes to chickens, v'al rov shnai b'behemah, two when it comes to behemahs. So must be beholds that a bird does need shechita b'dorais, and if it comes out kum tochois, that the chiv of covering the blood of kisa adam applies only when one shechs a bird, but not when one pierces the pipe. So why did Rav Chia, why then did Rav Dimi not explain Rabbi is telling him to pierce, go and pierce it? Beep, turn the page. Pevav Amud Aleph. Lomi Bayi Kamar, it's Lomi Bayi. Lomi Bayi Tzei Nechor, you don't have to tell me. He could have said, go ahead and pierce the bird. And that for sure patter him from the issue of the dam. Of Kisar Dam. Dalav Shchita Hikla, it's not Shchita Ah, Avot Tzei Trof. But in reference to go make a treif and then shecht it, maybe we think the Rebbe holds that a Shchita Shenu is called a Shchita. And therefore comes to tell you, Rav Dimi is telling us, the Rebbe could even have said, go out and make this a treif and shecht it. And he goes going to Rav Chia bar Abba, that in reference to covering the blood, Rebbe saw, like Rav Shimon's opinion, that Shchita Shenu is not called shechita, therefore there's no kisser dam. L'man d'amr tzeir nechor, the one who said go in and pierce the pipes, v'aytam l'amr tzeir trof. Why did he go and say making a trefa first? V'chi, right, that was Rebbe, v'chi teima kasav shechita shen eruv yishma shechita, he says it's considered shechita, so that even the blood of a trefa is going to be covered. V'hamar v'chi abar abar rabbi yochan ra rabbi devar rav shavi shema v'chi sayadam v'shnam v'lazuchamim. Rebbe liked Rav Shimon's opinion that a shechita that's Einarui is not considered shechita about kisayf adam, and therefore he taught in the name of the chacham. Since Rebbe holds that the shechita of a trefa does not cause the chiyav of kisayf adam, why did Rav not explain Rebbe is saying Rav Chiya, telling Rav Chiya to make it a trefa then shecht it? Lomi bai kamer, lomi bai tzei trof. I don't have to tell you about tzei trof and then shecht it, right? Go make a treif and then shecht it. That's for sure it's going to be pater because the shechita shenarui lo shma shechita. I'm not saying the chor, but if he told you about going to pierce the bird, ema ain shechita l'elf min haTorah. Maybe I would think that Rebbe holds that there's no shechita min haTorah. And he chores as yishchita, so that's a shechita. But the Rebbe says I would need kisoy kamashal. It comes to tell you, therefore, it comes to that Rebbe could even have said go out and pierce the bird's pipes because he holds it like a command to me that Hashem commanded Moshe about the shechita of a bird as well, that it is a chiyav. Umi nafal le yaniva bekisne, could Rav Chiya's flax actually have been attacked by moths? Vamar abba vamar la amar Rebbe Avin bar shva Misha'alu b'nei Gola, when they came up from above the Eretz Yisrael, Pascha Zikin v'Zvos v'Aruchos v'Aramim. This is talking about when people started coming up. This is not talking about the Golas Bavel at the beginning of Bereishit. It's talking about later on when the spiritual state of the people of Eretz Yisrael was going down, and they had like all these bad things started happening, insects and going through their flax and. Yeah. Then you have these great righteous people that were coming up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and it stopped all these things. Rashi says, Lavan shegeis ha-gedola kamer, ela b'hanach doros achronim kamer, she'eschila lukos b'nei Eretz Yisrael, b'yeinam b'pishtanam, their wine and their flax, and placing the skalklu doros, the terrible, spiritual decline of the people. M'sha'alu b'nei Bavel l'kan, she'chasidim, poska kol azos, all these terrible things happened. Poska zikin v'azos aruchas v'ramim, they stopped this, there were meteors and earthquakes and winds and thunder, lo v'lehech b'tzinim, the wine didn't start going bad. And their flax wasn't afflicted. And the Chacham put their eyes in Rav Chiya and his sons, saying that they were the great ones that came and stopped all this happening. So Sira of Chiya's greatness itself is protecting the stuff from this bug infestation. Basa tova zos, this good thing came. Rav Chiya ubanav mi bavel aluk daminim b'shili verakama de sukkah, like we say that they came up from Bavel. Says the Gemara, ki mahani zchusaya, when was it that the zchus helped Alma for the flax of other Alma of others adetu lo, but not for their own flax. It wasn't good enough for themselves. Kidder of Yehuda. Amirav, like Rav says, Amirav, Bechol Yom B'Yom Baskel Yotzei Solomer, so heaven verse comes out and says, Kolam Kulo Nizom B'Shul Chanina B'ni, the entire world is sustained because of Chanina, my son. So Chanina B'ni, Dai Lo B'Kav Charuvin, Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, so Chanina, my son, he just has Charuv, a carob, from one Shabbos to the next. Rashi points out that he had what? Mispinus, B'Tzara, B'Tzimtzum. He had like pain and very little amount, but the whole world was sustained because of his greatness. So you see that sometimes someone can be so great and they could be helping other people, but that greatness actually doesn't help themselves. That is a fascinating principle. And my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.